This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
For 2 hours a week, a community pop-up shop in Felixstowe enables people to fill a bag with food for a pound. The Reverend Andrew Dotchin, priest in charge, explains more. Hi Andrew, can you just start off by explaining when and why you set up this service?
That's a very good question, because I've only recently moved to Felixstowe in November last year, and I was involved in something called the Teapot Project in Ipswich, which has a pay-as-you-feel restaurant where they gather best-before-date food from supermarkets, cook it, and then sell it for whatever people want to pay for the meal. And I thought, this is a wonderful use of waste food. And as I moved into Felixstowe, one of our parishioners runs a charity shop called the Basic Life Charity, and it had been one of his dreams to do something that was beyond the food parcel, so it enabled people to help themselves rather than be helped, but also gave them some dignity as well. So the Basic Life Charity were looking for a venue. We had several, and one of our churches in St. Edmund's Church in Langerode in the west end of Felixstowe, most deprived area of our town, was the perfect place. And it just seemed a match made in heaven, literally. And Graham Denny and I sat down with our PCC and said, OK, let's open this shop and see what happens. And we thought we'd just try it once a month. That was 4 months ago. We now serve every single week, one day a week, and we're now seeing, yesterday we had 67 customers through the door.
And how is it different from a food bank?
The difference is that we give people a little bit of agency. So for £1, they buy an empty bag and they fill it with groceries and other items that we get from shops of their own choice. So it isn't a question they're on the receiving end of charity, just bland, and you get given a box with stuff that someone's carefully sorted out for you, which may not be what you'd like to use or can use in your home. And also, because you've paid £1, it's your shopping. There's still that sense, and there's a very growing community spirit that people have gone shopping when they've come to the church, and then they sit down afterwards, have a cake and a cup of coffee and a chat, and there's some lovely community networks growing from there. On the other side, for those of us who are on the donor side, so the people who bring along food, you normally put in the back of the church for a food parcel or for the food bank, people are able to say, when they question, well, what's really happening with this food? Are people just taking it because they think they can have it? And say, no, everybody is paying £1. So it gives agency on the side of the person who's using the shop, but it also gives a reason to be generous on the side of the person who's providing the food.
And what sort of quality is the food like?
There are two main sources where we started with trading. One is a local baker who, on a Monday afternoon, works out how much bread they're not going to sell, and all their, what they would call leftover bread that would go in the bin at the end of the day, comes straight to us. So we have a table full of freshly baked bread. It's the next morning, and people can take that bread, and if there's any left over, it goes to the charity shops themselves, where people can go to the charity shop and get a loaf of bread for free. Also, Morrison Supermarket, wonderfully in Felixstowe, have committed that every Monday night they will go through their fresh veg shelves, they will go through their expired food shelves and give us anything that they cannot sell the next morning. Not because it's in poor condition, but just because it's gone past its best before date. That sort of stuff, and it comes in and it goes straight out. We are always left with empty tables. Other areas where we find that we get support is our local allotment holders are very generous in bringing surplus vegetables and fruit to the shop, which is exactly the kind of food that we'd hope people from a deprived area would be wanting to put on their tables. And also, every so often, I, being the vicar, I lean on people a little bit and I say, I need a £20 donation from somebody to go to the shop and buy 6 cases of tins and 20 packets of pasta, and that will fill a table at the food. And the only condition is that I'm not going to tell anybody who gave the money. So it's £20 completely free and anonymous. And that's sometimes a bit of a challenge, but I haven't missed a week yet, so it's exciting to see that. And other things are happening. shop users themselves are bringing food that they're finding they're not using, and they're putting it on the table and taking others. So they're giving back to at the same time as they're receiving. I had a lovely donation recently where a long-serving resident of Felixstowe died, and her family asked me, please, can we take the contents of her pantry straight to the shop, because it would warm her heart and it would make them feel that she's continued to give to the town, even though she's died. It's a wonderful situation.
You mentioned that around 70 to 80 people use the service. Do you think that you could serve more people?
Well, I'm not sure we could serve more, because at the moment, I mean, we open the shop at 11 o'clock. We had a plan to be open for 2 hours, but actually everything is sold in 20 minutes. And people are queuing for 45, 50 minutes before the shop opens. And there's literally a queue from the church door onto the street. And the queue itself is a wonderful place of community, particularly when the weather's nice. But we could serve more people, or better still, we could be open on extra days if we had more food to use. And that's our next challenge. We're hoping that some of our other retailers, like Tesco, will be able to donate to us in the future, so that we'll be able to open not just on a Tuesday, but maybe on a Thursday or Friday as well. Or also, and this is lovely, to be able to open in other venues. We worked out that to start the project, it cost £100 to get it going. And we're now saying to other churches in other areas, for example, some of the estates in Ipswich, come along, see what we're doing, and ask yourself the question, can't you do this where you are as well? Yesterday, a priest and her husband came and looked at things, and they thought, yes, we can do this where we are. And I'm excited about the future, not just for our project, but that it would be replicated across our diocese and, you know, who knows, across the country perhaps.
And have you gained any insight as to why people are using the service? You know, what was the need for it?
Well, the need is not that people, you know, the people that use the service tend not to be people who are completely on benefits. There are people who have a small job or have a particular need. So, for example, at the moment during the summer holiday, we're getting children in the queue because they're on school holidays. They probably have free school meals at school, but they haven't got now. So there's that extra need to bridge a gap during the time of the school holidays. And just people can't make ends meet. And it's not so much of, I would need to shop here every single day. But when it gets to the end of the month, or it's coming to time just before the payment of a check, that then I'm feeling a little bag of groceries would really help. And the fact that it isn't out-and-out charity, someone has come along with a pound and said, here, I'm going to buy a pound's worth of groceries, puts people in a place of dignity and strength instead of putting them at the bottom of a social ladder.
And does the initiative help in the church's mission and evangelism work too?
Well, interesting, because we've intentionally not mentioned God at all. The only God aspect of it is it happens inside the church. But of course, because people see Christians at work doing godly things, people naturally ask the questions about the faith. Often one is, why do you do this? And a Christian is given the opportunity to witness to the fact that, well, we are people who have received ourselves, so we're called to freely give. And As the initiative has grown and grown, people will come up to me and talk to me about things like, oh, I've never been in this church before. Do you have services here? Yes, we do. Even though I'm in my late 40s, can I be baptized? Yes, you may. What about marriage? You know, I've been married before. I've been told I can't be married in church anymore. To which our church's policy is, well, we're open to God and we're open to all. Please come in. And I think that the evangelism is by deed, is by presence. And as the presence finds its place, the proclamation comes on its heel. It's a natural progression.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.